This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Welcome to the new year. We pray that this will be a happy and healthy new year and that it is indeed 2022, not 2020 also, or 2020 as well. Let's put these last 2 years behind us and move forward, shall we? Our five stories today deal with the biggest stories of 2021, things that will affect us most as we look forward. And topic number five is January 6th, because we're approaching the one-year anniversary of last year's riot at the United States Capitol. You might remember, of course, that the Capitol was briefly occupied by protesters on January 6th of 2021, people who had no plan, no end game, no clue. Well, I think we can agree on what it was not, which was an insurrection, despite what we keep hearing from the corporate media and their handlers in the political class. But the political class, especially the Democratic Party, will not let this go. Democrats especially, because they really don't have anything in the way of accomplishments to show the American people as we approach the midterm elections this November. So they will continue to beat this drum that somehow the Republican Party, and specifically those supporters of former President Donald Trump, were responsible for nearly overthrowing the United States government, which, again, is absolutely laughable. The bigger issue for me, looking at this as a Christian, was how many in our political class, and I include the corporate media in that, refer to the United States Capitol as our temple of democracy, America's temple of democracy, this sacred space. Look, this is just a place where our legislators meet to govern the United States. It is not sacred. It is not a temple. It is, however, and this surprised me as I was researching my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, to learn that we call it the Capitol, not because that's what you call the building where your legislators meet, but because in 1799, when they were laying out Washington, D.C., Thomas Jefferson insisted that it be called the Capitol because that's the name of the Temple of Jupiter in ancient Rome, the Capitolium. Why is it called the Capitolium? Because it was on Capitoline Hill, which was so named because when they were excavating the foundation, they found a severed head, a caput in Latin, which at the time and in that place was considered a good augur. You used a severed head to communicate with the dead. That's why our capital is named the Capitol. Now, I think Thomas Jefferson just wanted to evoke the image of Republican Rome, which was kind of a novel thing in 1799. There weren't any buildings on the earth where a national legislative body met in a building called the Capitol. But now we assume that that's just what you call the place where your elected representatives meet. Not so. Our Capitol buildings, whether they're in Jefferson City, Missouri, or Washington, D.C., are so named for the Temple of Jupiter, the storm god, king of the Roman pantheon, who Jesus in Matthew 12 and Revelation 2 identified as Satan. Again, for me, that's a bigger issue than arguing over who did what on January 6th. Topic number four, 2021, Trump and Netanyahu, both pushed out of office in 2021. Trump by an election with results that were statistically improbable, to say the least. Netanyahu by a coalition that has very little holding it together other than a shared hatred of Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, 2022 will be a telltale year for those coalitions, the anti-Trump and anti-Netanyahu coalitions. How much clout does President Trump still wield in the United States? Many of the congressional races in 2022, the midterm elections, will be a referendum on the power of Donald Trump to motivate people to come to the polls. Also, in Israel, the ruling coalition there, it will remain to be seen how effectively it can continue to govern based on nothing more than a shared hatred of Bibi Netanyahu. They came within a few hours, just a couple of months ago, of having to have another national election. They passed a budget as required by the Israeli constitution with just hours to spare. But again, we will see how long that this coalition holds together. Because for all of the entertainment provided by the political drama in the United States and in Israel, we as Christians need to remember that we have a higher calling than the next election. The game that we're playing is based on a time scale of eternity, not the next 2 years or 4 years or 8 years. We need to keep that in mind. Our mission, according to our commander-in-chief, is to make disciples of all nations And while politics is important because it governs the world in which we live, controls the environment in which our children and grandchildren will be raised up, remember, as our friend Abraham Hamilton III over at American Family Radio says, what happens in your house is more important than what happens than who is in the White House. Topic number three, Afghanistan, a big story in 2021 as we finally brought our soldiers home. Sadly, we did it in the worst possible way. The U.S.-backed government in Kabul fell apart August 15th, months ahead of when the experts expected it would. They thought it would take the Taliban at least until 2022 to fight its way into Kabul. In fact, it happened in a matter of weeks. On August 26th, 13 U.S. service members were killed, another 18 at least injured in an attack on a checkpoint outside the airport in Kabul. By the 30th, the last of our military forces had withdrawn from the country. I agree that withdrawal from Afghanistan was necessary because that was an unwinnable situation. It became unwinnable the very minute back in 2002 that President Bush decided the mission had changed from chasing the Taliban out of Afghanistan and just essentially giving them a good thrashing to nation building. That is, there's a reason Afghanistan is referred to as the graveyard of empires. The Russians found it out, and the Russian soldiers were not constrained by rules of engagement that our soldiers were forced to operate under. It was an unwinnable situation. No amount of money or time invested in that country will turn Afghanistan into a Western-style republic or democracy. It just is never going to happen. The way it came about is a national disgrace. Heads should have rolled. Sadly, it appears that they will not. The media provided more cover for the Biden administration than Biden or the Pentagon did for the American citizens inside Afghanistan. The only winners in this 20-year debacle were the contractors who sold their goods and services to the United States military. According to the Wall Street Journal, it's estimated the Pentagon spent about $14 trillion in Afghanistan. And for what? Topic number two, Russia and Ukraine. The tension between Russia and Ukraine continued to grow. On December 30th, President Biden, Russia's President Vladimir Putin had a phone call to discuss tensions there. Reportedly, each of them issued warnings to the other, but overall the tone was described as constructive. We pray that that's true. The two men had a video meeting. You see a picture of this here, December 7th, to discuss the issues surrounding Ukraine. They met face-to-face in Geneva, Switzerland over the summer. That resulted in the return of U.S. and Russian ambassadors to Moscow and Washington, D.C. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for the ongoing tensions there, for the lack of progress in easing tensions. Russia says Ukraine has not lived up to its commitments to grant broad autonomy to the self-proclaimed republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. Ukrainians accusing Russia of not allowing the government in Kyiv to restore control over the border between Russia and Ukraine. Russia essentially wants guarantees that NATO will not expand into Ukraine and Georgia. Looking at it from Putin's point of view, you can certainly understand that. We would not want, say, Mexico or Canada joining a new military alliance with, say, China. So that's essentially what Russia is looking at here. And Russia is using the threat of violence, the threat of invasion, to back up its push for negotiations here. Reportedly, some 100,000 Russian soldiers on the border with Ukraine, backed with heavy weaponry, and an operation with Ukraine, therefore, not completely off the table. And frankly, if they were to invade, there's not a whole lot the United States could do about it, despite the tough talk coming out of the White House. Frankly, the war games that have been run by the Pentagon over the past few years about a Russian invasion of Eastern Europe, which includes Ukraine, of course, ends every time with an overwhelming Russian victory. Shorter supply lines, they've got the logistical advantage there. Let's pray that cooler heads prevail and that the United States does not make a disastrous decision to go to war with Russia over Ukraine. Coming up, the most 2021 story of 2021. You can probably guess what that is. And we've got news about the Skywatch TV tour of Israel scheduled for the spring of 2022. We'll tell you about that new update as 5 and 10 continues after this.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one, of course, as we head into 2022, is looking back at 2021 and the COVIDs. Yes, we got through 2021 and the push for vaccine mandates and accusing the unvaccinated, accusing us of being the reason for the ongoing pandemic. Well, now we've reached a point in the United States anyway where almost two-thirds of us have had at least one dose, or are fully vaccinated, I should say. Almost three-quarters of us have at least one dose of the vaccine, and yet new cases running almost double per day what they were during the previous spike in the pre-vaccine era of the winter of 2020-2021. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated any longer. In fact, it never was. The good news is that the death toll caused by COVID-19 appears to be lower, not only than during the previous high a year ago, last winter, but during the initial spike in March of 2019. This is following exactly the path that we suggested it would on Sci Friday, almost 2 years ago now, that as the virus mutated, it would become more transmissible but less deadly. And that's exactly what's happening with Omicron. So as the government officials around the world continue to clamp down on travel and insist on new vaccines, the good news is that we may be seeing the last gasp of the COVID hysteria. Even with this, of course, we note Israel has approved a fourth shot for people over the age of 60. The FDA here in the United States today, Monday, has authorized Pfizer booster shots for people between the ages of 12 and 15. And this decision based on the results from vaccines, boosters for kids in that age group in Israel. They said there were no new cases of myocarditis, that's heart inflammation, in Israel. And that's good news. That is good news. But I remind you that the estimated infection fatality rate for children and young adults is as low as 0.002%. That's 0.002% for children at age 10. For healthy young adults at age 25, the infection fatality rate is 0.01%. That is lower than the seasonal flu. So look, if you're a healthy young adult, in fact, for adults under the age of 50, the risk, and this, by the way, this information is from a study conducted in December of 2020 before the vaccines came out. This was looking at the Alpha variant, the one responsible for this surge of deaths. Omicron is less lethal than that. Just use that information, which is based on actual science, when making your decisions about vaccines or whether or not to get your children or grandchildren vaccinated. Now, how is this affecting things? Well, we'll talk about the SkyWatch TV Israel tour in just a moment. Just a quick reminder that the documentary films produced by SkyWatch TV over the last few years, this is a new division of SkyWatch TV, available now at a new website, skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. This includes the brand new documentary on the UFO phenomenon, The Great Delusion, the award-winning documentaries, Silent Cry and Inhuman, also available, Belly of the Beast, the Fall Brothers production with Tom Horn in Washington, D.C., and of course, Tom's follow-up produced by Josh Peck, The Secret Destiny of America. Those plus our travelogumentaries as we take you around Ground Zero, Israel, the Holy Land, where the spiritual war begins and where it will end. All of those available for as little as $2.95. $2.95 at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Now, speaking of Israel, we had planned to be back in the Holy Land in March of this year, but because of travel restrictions, Israel cracking down on the United States, travel from the United States, we are in a red zone, according to the Israeli Travel Ministry. So the 2022 Israel tour has been pushed back. We are looking now at dates in early 2023, the spring of 2023, because, frankly, we don't, I mean, just setting aside the question of whether or not you get vaccinated, and I'll say again, Sharon and I really have no desire to take the vaccine. The question is, when you get there, will you be required to quarantine? If you get to Israel and you've got to quarantine for 10 days, 5 days, whatever, you've blown a lot of money to spend time sitting in a hotel room. And that's just not, we're not going to ask you to do that. So we will announce dates, official dates for the 2023 Israel tour within the next week. We'll nail those down. It will likely be in the spring of 2023, but we will, again, confirm that for you within a week or so, and then update the websites accordingly. So again, officially now we can say that the SkyWatch TV 2022 Israel tour is being pushed off at least until the spring of 2023. This week on SkyWatch TV, as we approach the one-year anniversary of the January 6th incident at the United States Capitol, we discuss the new book, or the latest book, by Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Back in the 50s, we thought that, communists were everywhere. It turns out that they, frankly, they still are. It's just Marxism has taken different forms. And but it still has the same goal, which is the destruction of the very foundation of Western civilization. Bob McGinnis, the guest on this week's broadcast program from SkyWatch TV. He talks to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. And you can watch that program over the air. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the weekly broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels, but it's on Roku right now. You can Roku, Apple TV, just to click your remote, you can find the broadcast there, or just download the free mobile app from SkyWatch TV. You get all of our video programs, plus a schedule of our upcoming events, and a look at the news that the mainstream media would like you to miss, including right now free samples from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. I think we just released part 15. This will be running through February, so we'll have about 30 or 35 excerpts, chapter-length excerpts from the brand-new book, right in your smartphone or tablet, whether you've got an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. App works for all of those. It's absolutely free, and you'll find the link to the app stores in the top menu bar at SkyWatch TV, where it says SkyWatch TV app. And thank you for watching. As we keep watch, I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.